Namaste. With the practice of metta, I have a particular theory that practicing metta is like playing jazz. You have to keep improvising for it to feel real. It's very easy to use the classical phrases, which are wonderful, but they can get a little dry after a while. And there are times I've found myself practicing, may all beings be happy, may all beings know peace, may all beings be free from suffering. It becomes an intellectual process rather than the intention to bring you into an embodied experience, an embodied connection. So in that theme of jazz, I'd like to share with you a process of really bringing metta to self and directly through the body. It uses a rather unique technique, which you may be familiar with, and one I find very helpful. When we think of the experience of bodhicitta, which is the full awakening of heart and mind, we are awake to awareness, which is pervasive and limitless and infinite. And we also awaken to the qualities of the heart, often described as the immeasurables. That when you experience kindness and compassion and joy and equanimity for yourself and others, there is no limit to that space. That energy is truly infinite. Of course, all metta, all compassion needs to begin with self before it's available to the rest of the world. So I have found doing a modified body scan to be a powerful practice, and one that draws on two elements of heart-mind that are a very powerful drug. And those are gratitude and appreciation. Oftentimes when we do a body scan, sort of in classical practice, we're just coming in contact with the sensations as they are. You're not streaming energy, you're not moving energy, you're not trying to make anything happen, but just to contact the sensations, just as they are. I'd like to share with you a technique of moving through the body that is designed to help you to sense and feel the space inside the body. If you're familiar with the work of Les Femi, he's taken this very ancient practice, and through his research as a biofeedback researcher, found that when you feel or imagine the space inside the body, it's a very reliable way to shift your brainwaves, to sense both the quality of concentration but also a quality of spaciousness. And the technique works through inquiry. I'll be asking you a question. For example, right now you might just sense, can you imagine or feel the space between your eyes? You'll notice when you do that there's an inward turning. There's a quality of both concentration but also an awareness of some ineffable space here. We'll systematically move through the body. I'll be offering different inquiries to bring you to an experiential felt sense. And from time to time, I'll offer an inquiry into inviting a quality of appreciation and gratitude into this internal space. It can be an opportunity to reflect on your body, how your body has served you. When you come in contact with areas of the body that have experienced pain or pleasure, just to bring a sense of gratitude and appreciation there. And to let this practice be your own. If there's anything I offer that doesn't resonate for you, feel free to ignore me and find your own way of drawing this awareness of both space and appreciation inside. after we move through this scan, we'll have a period of silence and a few other inquiries we might explore together. So with your eyes closed. Can you imagine or feel the space between your forehead and the back of your head? And can you feel or imagine the space inside the sinus cavities in your head? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your mouth? Can you feel or imagine the space between your eyes? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your ears? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your throat? Can you imagine or feel this space inside the head and throat filled with a sense of gratitude, appreciation? Can you feel or imagine the volume or the weight of your tongue? Can you feel or imagine the volume of your lips? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your lungs as you breathe? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the weight or the volume of your left shoulder blade? Can you feel or imagine the weight or the volume of your right shoulder blade? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your left thumb? Can you feel or imagine the space between your left thumb and your left forefinger? Can you feel or imagine the space between each of the fingers on your left hand? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between the skin on the back of your left hand and the skin on the palm of the left hand? Can you feel or imagine the weight or the volume of your left shoulder blade, the left shoulder, the left arm, thumb, fingers, and palm? Can you imagine this perception of weight or volume as effortless? Can you imagine this space filled with a quality of gratitude, appreciation, kindness, or love? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your right thumb? Can you feel or imagine the space between your right thumb and your right forefinger? Can you feel or imagine the space between each of your fingers on your right hand? Can you feel or imagine the space between the skin on the back of the right hand and the skin on the palm? Can you feel or imagine the weight, the volume of your right shoulder blade, right shoulder, right arm, thumb, fingers, and palm? can you imagine this perception as effortless, imbued with the quality of appreciation, gratitude, kindness, or love? Can you feel or imagine the space between your breastbone and your spine? And can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine? Can you imagine in this space a quality of gratitude, appreciation, kindness, or love? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your pubic bone? Can you feel or imagine the space between your pubic bone and your coccyx, the very tip of the tailbone? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your left hip joint and your right hip joint? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you imagine this space imbued with the quality of appreciation, of gratitude, of kindness, or love? Can you imagine the space between your left hip joint and your left knee? And can you imagine the space between your left knee and your left ankle? Can you imagine the space between the toes of your left foot? Is it possible to imagine or feel the weight and the volume and the length of the left leg, the left foot, and each of the toes? Can you imagine the space between the right hip joint and the right knee? Can you imagine the space between the right knee and the right ankle? Can you imagine the space between each of the toes of the right foot? Can you imagine the weight, the length, the volume of the right leg, the right foot, and each of the toes, while simultaneously feeling or imagining the weight, the volume, the length of the left leg, the left foot, and the left toes? Can you imagine this space imbued with a quality of gratitude, appreciation, kindness, or love? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside the left thumb while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space inside the right thumb? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine while simultaneously perceiving the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Can you imagine the space between the root of your tongue and the crown of your head? Can you imagine the space inside your body? Can you imagine the space inside your body imbued with a quality of gratitude, appreciation, kindness, or love? can you imagine this space outside your body? Is it possible to imagine this space imbued with a quality of gratitude, appreciation, kindness, or love? Can you imagine the space inside your body and the space outside your body as one vast, continuous space? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Can you imagine this space imbued with the quality of gratitude, appreciation, kindness, or love? Can you imagine resting in this space? Taking this remaining time for your own practice to explore these qualities of kindness, compassion, and joy. Whether to bring into mind one who may be calling for metta, or to rest in this quality within, or to broadcast it out to all beings. in these final minutes, if you wish, you might bring your hands to your heart. And tucking the chin slightly in your own way, bowing to this path you are on. As you breathe, honoring this body, how it has done its best to serve you. And sensing this space, both inside and outside. For a moment, sensing the timelessness of this moment. And like a star in the night sky, you might offer your gratitude and appreciation in all directions, all beings, into the past, into the future. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.